Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody say health, wealth, and divine. I thought the show was called Jawanza for Life. Well, you tuned into the right place. My name is Jawanza. It's formerly known as Jawanza for Life. It is now called Health, Wealth, and Divine. That more appropriately gives you an idea when you hear it of what this show is going to be about. It's either going to be about health, it's either going to be about wealth, or it's going to be about your divinity. And some of those categories will overlap. Like, for example, today's show. We've got an awesome, awesome show scheduled. Hey, for all of you who've been following Jawanza for Life, you know that a regular on the show is Sanu Parah Keparah. Sanu Parah always comes on and gives a powerful, powerful show on Bazi astrology. And so for those of you who are tuned in today who have never heard our show before, let me tell you a little bit about my special guest. Again, as you just heard, his name is Sanu Parah Keparah, and he's been studying astrology and spiritual science under Ra'un Nefer Amen's tutelage for over 20 years and has earned the credentials as a certified Bazi instructor and analyzer as certified by Dr. Amen. And Sanu Parah has taught Bazi seminars and workshops throughout the United States and conducts Bazi consultations over the world. He's developed courses and training content for the Tawi Network in the effort to introduce this phenomenal system to the world at large. Brother Sanu Parah, time always flies when I have you on the show. It goes by so fast, and then it seems like forever between the next show because I'm always going to get you back to get some more of this food. Brother, welcome back to Jawanza, shall I say, almost said Jawanza for Life. Welcome back to Health, Wealth, and Divine. It's great to have you, my brother.
Oh, wonderful to be here. I must say that nourishment is both ways, my brother. I'm so honored to be in your presence and with the work that you're doing, you and your wife, Akwia Shepsutere. It's always a wonder to come and share with my community and my family.
It's truly an honor to have you, sir. I know that the listeners, I'm telling you right now, you are in for a treat. You're going to get some information today that can actually really, really enhance your life if you take advantage of this information that you're going to receive today. We're going to be talking about a workshop that's going to be being held in Washington, D.C. By the way, it's the Bazi Astrology Open House, and that starts tomorrow, November the 6th, and it's going to be going through November the 8th. And so we're going to give you information on how you can be present at that. I might as well just go ahead and give you the information now so that way, if for whatever reason, you can't listen to the whole show, at least you got the information up front. Again, that's going to be at the Simbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C. The address there is 6224 3rd Street, and that's in Northwest Washington, D.C. And the zip code, in case you need to map quest it, is 20011. And for more information, just want to call and get more information, the telephone number there is 202-630-2507. Again, that is 202-630-2507. That's going to be starting at 6 p.m. Again, that's the Bazi Astrology Open House, and that's starting tomorrow. Then the topic of that is prepare for success in 2016. You know, Brother Sunu Parah, there are a lot of times when people are trying to determine how to go about achieving success. It's something that we all want in life. It's something that we all have been trying to figure out. How can I be successful in whatever the endeavor is? And Bazi Astrology gives us compass. It actually gives us, it's a guide. It's another tool in our tool belt that we can use to actually achieve success. But before I get into that, what I'd like to do is to just give the listeners a brief background about what brought you to this phenomenal system. I'm always curious, as I'm sure our listeners are, when you bring people that come to the table and they're bringing such powerful, life-changing information, you know, it's like, wow, how did they get into this, you know? So if you don't mind sharing with our listeners, what brought you to Bazi? I see just reading your bio, you've been doing it for over 20 years before, you know, people even knew what Bazi was. How did you come to this phenomenal system?
Well, that's such a great question, and it kind of speaks to what I'm looking to share with people today. And the mission that I've embraced to have more people be exposed to Bazi, because, you know, right now Bazi in many circles may be looked at as an energy drink. If you ask them what Bazi was, they might think it has something with fizz and carbonated water. But
right.
You know, I've been on a spiritual journey for many years now, and I grew up in the culture. You know, I grew up being raised in and around, you know, our cultural teachings and on the path of looking to uplift myself, uplift my beautiful children,
mm-hmm.
and play a role in helping our community to, you know, uplift ourselves. You know, we live in community settings for many decades now where, you know, the businesses, you know, our economic sustenance, our health and nutrition, you know, our lifestyle, the protection of our children and the security of our neighborhood, these are all things that for many years now have all been problems.
Right.
And so I've been on that journey for some time. And one of the things that has been a pattern during that time, sorry about that in the background, right?
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that's been a pattern through that time has been the evidence of talent. I have been blessed to have surfaced recognizable talent.
Mm-hmm.
And in some levels, I've been told genius.
Okay.
And yet, despite that talent, those blessings, was not able to navigate that talent to quote unquote success
mm-hmm.
in my goals and my endeavors and all of my goals and endeavors. I always get the question, "Why aren't you a millionaire yet?"
Mm-hmm.
And my answer was always, "I don't know. Not for lack of trying."
Right.
You know, I'm well educated. You know, people talk about going and getting a degree, and you know, when you talk about accumulating the keys to your success, you know, I went down those paths. Still, did not lead to my success,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of backdoored me into Bazi, because in that search, I was able to be taught the system. And really see answers to what was it about how my approach to successes was influenced by what I was learning in my Bazi chart.
Okay.
See, my success or my challenges, you know, I never, thank God, because of my background and training, I never identified myself as a failure. You know, but I always knew, okay, I could be doing much better, right? I could, you know, there's got to be a way that I can go about navigating my goals and successes better. And I was able to get my Bazi chart, and it changed my life. I was able to see things in my chart that that gave answers to problems I saw my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I started to look at it through the lens of my children, I took my children and I was able to see my children walking and breathing on that piece of paper by looking at their chart. And I looked at my spouse and was able to see my spouse in her chart. And the insight and the skill that I was able to now apply to raising my children, navigating my own successes, looking at and understanding the people around me and what is making them do what they do, for better or for worse, and then being in a position to help them, I haven't stopped since. And it was to the degree where, you know, I realized that it is a shame that we live in a society where something so powerful, something so beautiful, something so accurate is only in some circles known as an energy drink. This should be a household name on the tongue of every person, and that's why I'm on this show today, because it's one of the most phenomenal, best-kept secrets for navigating your successes in life.
Well, brother, so that we can lay a foundation for this discussion, we're talking about preparing for success in 2016 and, you know, using Bazi to that end. If you could share, just from the perspective of this discussion, what is success? Because, again, you know, growing up in the West, people are taught that, you know, whether, you know, directly or indirectly, whether, you know, consciously or unconsciously, that if you are a success, it's because you have accumulated large sums of money. You know, large people with large sums of money in this society are viewed as a success. You know, now, not to say that, you know, there's nothing wrong with accumulating large sums of money, but that in and of itself doesn't necessarily make one a success or a failure. Could you define success point of this discussion so that when we use this term, that people know, you know, context within which we're using it?
Of course. You know, I grew up with a spiritual teacher and with wise elders who always taught me, you know, teach a man to fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't give a man a fish, teach a man to fish. You see, our success is something that we really, I'm glad you asked that question, it's something that we really have to look at, because you'll find that we all have goals, and there are parts of our lives that go very well and others that don't, right? The way our life force is configured, the way our skill sets are configured, there are aspects of our life where we make great strides and other aspects of our lives where we always meet with challenge. We always meet with, you know, setbacks, obstructions, you know, life, tough lessons, et cetera. And the reality is we've never been in a society that teaches us that our performance and the way that we approach our life decisions and performance, the talents that we bring to achieving our goals, whether it's family, raising children, you know, secure the wealth and income that we need to sustain ourselves, you know, launching businesses, you name it, succeeding in our relationships, in our fellowships. These areas of our lives, things that we perform in based on our energy. You have a gentleman who may have an energy that's configured to make him a great businessman, but his success is colored and defined also by how he performs in his relationships. He may be very successful on the career path, and very challenged and clueless when it comes to what to do with his children. A person could be very talented, and not for lack of talent, they could be perplexed as to why they keep missing the big break. Why they keep, you know, we talk about chemistry, we talk about timing, we talk about luck, and all of these different factors that people have acknowledged and looked at and labeled as things that play into our successes. And yet, there is a science. There is a science. There's a way of knowing infallibly and accurately, not through luck, not through chance, exactly what forces influence our success.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about the goals that we carry. We all have several goals in common, but success is really about teaching man to fish. And by that I mean, do you want to be successful in a thing, or do you want to be successful in life, period?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're trying to be successful in a thing or successful in all areas of your life, it is the energy, your life force, it is the energy, the way it's configured, that will deliver to you the skills, the talents, the tools that you will use to approach success. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You see, in our relationships, there's some people without work, without effort, they come down hardwired with intelligence and talent for dealing with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them to balance a budget, though. They might have some problems.
Right.
You see that? Another
mm-hmm.
person may have skills that they're hardwired. They come down with and develop a skill set that helps them in business or helps them to be artistic and creative. But what we want is a balanced energy and life force to approach our successes, because our successes, the setbacks that we have, are always affected by the imbalance and condition of the life force.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
it's like trying to win a race with a string tied around your ankles. Could you do it? Yeah, of course you can. Are you going to fall down a lot? Could you not win? Could you perform less than at your optimum?
Mm-hmm.
You see that? And so success, if you look in the definition, if you go to Google success or you go to your website and dictionary.com and these places, and you look up what the definition of success, it is always measured by the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not, you know, it's some accomplishment of a goal.
Yes.
It is always defined by the end goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we find people who approach success at the expense of their health. They approach success, and if you ask anybody in an audience if they would trade places with that person, they would immediately say no.
Mm-hmm.
So success, the way I would like to propose it to this audience, is the optimization and balancing of the life force you use to achieve any goal.
Mm-hmm.
I offer the proposal to not just look at a fish, meaning to eat, meaning to have a single goal that you try to pursue and accomplish, but to put yourself in a position to succeed at any goal that you touch. To put yourself in a position where you have a resource to now understand how your energy is configured, what talents and liabilities that bring, and how to balance your life force to optimize your vitality, optimize your health, and maximize your talent that you use in any endeavor that you choose.
Hmm.
What we want is not just success, but the successful life. And that is, Bazi plays a significant role in helping us to now navigate the goals that we're seeking. What we want is for people to understand that there is a way to now approach, when is the optimal time to go to school? When should I launch that business? What business should I go in the first place? What career should I invest in? You see, some people don't succeed not because of their effort,
mm-hmm.
but they just may be barking up the wrong tree. You know, that was one of the things I discovered when I looked at my chart. It wasn't that my success was for not being intelligent or educated or hardworking. I worked harder than, I worked so hard that became a problem in and of itself. I had to learn how to work hard and smart.
Right.
But it wasn't for my work ethic and my effort, but I found that I had positioned myself in a career that emphasized my liabilities.
Okay.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that by now understanding how my life force was configured and what liabilities I had to address and balance out in my life force, that is what put me on the path to my successes. I wouldn't be here before you today if I had stayed on that path. I'd still be going down with the ship with my businesses struggling to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was able to see and apply Bazi to my own life, that's why I've come to bring that here. Our successes is about the balanced and healthy expression of our life force for any goal that we set our mind to.
You know, as I'm listening to you and, you know, I read about Bazi, you know, it appears that the statement that we've often heard throughout the years that, and I'm sure everybody that's within the sound of our voice can attest to having heard this next statement at least one time, and that is that all men are created equal, you know. Now, what that implies is that, you know, all things being equal, that every man has the same abilities, every man has the same capabilities, but we study Bazi and we, you know, really look at charts and so forth, we come to understand that there are certain phases in our life where the energy configuration might not be at its, might not be balanced, for lack of a better term. So you might have somebody that might have, be born with a propensity towards being good in math, as you've stated on past shows, or good in music, or, you know, charming or whatever, where somebody else might, you know, their energy configuration might lend them to be, you know, shy or less than musically inclined, although that can be cultivated. So what happens, it appears, is that when we encounter other people, subconsciously that thought that all men are created equal is still embedded in us, and out of that thought arise judgments, because now we're looking at someone else and they might not be, let's say, motivated, for example, for lack of a better one. And as a result of that, we judge them. You know, we can say, oh, that person's lazy, or whatever the case may be, or that person may be prone to express themselves less than peaceful, or, you know, they may have a way of expressing themselves that may get them labeled as being aggressive or whatever. Could you speak to that, just that how we all have our own individual, unique to us, expressions based upon the energy configuration, and we had nothing to do with that. I mean, we came into the world, not that we can't change certain things, but until we learn how to change them, these expressions may have us being judged as being a particular way, and as a result of those judgments, they may be lessened.
That's a very good question. Each of us come down, and we, at the time of our birth, the first in-breath becomes an imprint of a number of different types of energy. Our life force becomes imprinted with our life force configured with these different types of energies at different levels. Now, it's those different levels of our energy, those different types of energy, the different configurations of the life force that makes for all of the wonderful differences between us, the different talents that we have, the different challenges that different people have. And it's those variations that make for the diversity of talents and types of individuals that it takes for us to work harmoniously together. Not everybody can be born president, and not everybody can be a famous rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us come down and have great culinary talent. You see, some of us come down and have great talents to relationship and community build and so on. But what each and every man has, and I'm glad you said it, each and every man, woman, and child has the potential to to take whatever hand that they're dealt and to maximize it to their success. There's no such thing as a person that was born to not be successful.
Mm-hmm.
There are only people that are not educated into the tools that have been provided to help you to succeed.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If each of us were born with a ironclad, guaranteed, no chance of success, then that's an unjust picture there.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But we know that that people are born to have certain experiences, yes, but each of us, no matter how good or bad we may think our life force is or our life is, the situations that will attract, the talents that picture will deliver, and the liabilities and challenges that it will deliver are all there as part of our roadmap to success.
Okay.
Now, you see, if you look at your picture, you might definitely note that some people were sent down to succeed with a hoopty and others with a Porsche.
Right.
And I would say to you, after seeing both, that when you look at their life as a whole and you look at their energy, that there was no difference in the difficulty and the genuineness of the challenges Porsche life picture presented than the person with the hoopty.
Mm-hmm.
A person gets sent down with health challenges, right? That just becomes a focal point of their path to success. And another person gets sent down with a Porsche picture, right? Health, his life force configured in such a way where he's making millions of dollars, and that still does not necessarily lend itself to success. Search our own experience. Are there not people that are making millions of dollars, can have anything that they want on this earth, and they're still miserable?
Mm-hmm.
They have money to buy anything on this earth, and they still take their own life?
True.
They have, degree upon degree, money coming out of their noses, and they're clueless of what to do with their children.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I mean, success, that's why it was great that we started by looking at success, because, it's not just a material effect, an outcome that defines success, which is why we've been talking about the balance.
Yes.
So the person with the Porsche picture has to understand how this picture comes to serve them and what is it they have to do to balance that energy and optimize that energy for their success.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're sent down with a picture where they don't have to work as hard to make the money because they're supposed to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And their energy is energy is configured in a way for them to learn the lessons of humility, to not give into vanity or arrogance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do we not know people who have great talents, but they're arrogant, overconfident,
mm-hmm.
vain, they talk about themselves a lot?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much the Porsche picture or the hoopty. It's every man, woman, and child needs to understand and know and educate themselves on what their energy is and how they're supposed to work with that picture to achieve the successes in life. You see? Take, for example, Hillary Clinton. I speak about her because I'm only going to speak in general because she is, in fact, running. I want to be respectful to her privacy. But I just want the audience to be aware that here we have a woman. She's run for president. She's had aspirations, political aspirations in that vein before. And she did not meet with success. She was not necessarily fully embraced and supported and successful in
mm-hmm.
her past attempts. Despite being intelligent, despite being well-connected, she did not meet the successes that she wanted to. And I'm not predicting outcomes here, but I'm saying that Hillary Clinton is in a status period. That last year and this year were status years for her.
Okay.
And if you look at her configuration, despite being very talented, despite being very surfaceable with her talents, which showed in her chart, her status energy was low.
Okay.
And that compromised the kinds of experiences she had being respected in her leadership capacities in that regard. Does that make sense to you? People
yes, it
would
does.
Look at her and say, as a woman, oh, this is somebody to take seriously as a president. But all of a sudden, she gets into her status year, and she's being embraced, honeymooned by the media, supported and endorsed by Vivek Kalarina.
Yes.
No, it is an evidence that for her success, this is a window, an opportunity, a cycle, where the forces within her are organized and optimized for her to assert now into leadership, to expand her influence. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of her capitalizing on that energy enough to possibly help her in her candidacy for president, because the period ends February 2016, you know what I mean? So, you know, she would need a body consultation to see how her presidential bid would be impacted by the energies of next year. But I'm just saying, wouldn't she have wanted to know in advance that, oh, this is a status period for me. So even though the hand I was dealt had my status energy low, inclining me to the kind of challenges I've had before, that now this is my time. This is my chance now to take advantage of that energy and ride that wave to cementing my influence and my candidacy for president. Something she would have wanted to know in advance and know how to optimize her energy to fully take advantage of her.
You know, it's the example that you gave is very good, because it gives people an opportunity to take the example that you gave and apply it to themselves. And again, that's the purpose of this show, so that you can take these examples, this information, and apply it to you. Wouldn't you like to know, as you go into and prepare for next year, what particular energies are going to be favorable for particular ventures, what energies are going to be favorable to, you know, maybe embark upon a relationship, or maybe even starting a new business, or whatever the case is? Well, they're going to be consultations given at the open house. Okay? And again, the open house is going to be at Washington, D.C.'s Finbeb Wellness Complex, and that's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. That's zip code 2011. That's 20011. And for more information, please call 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. It's called to prepare for success in 2016. That's what you want to do. You want to make sure going into 2016 that you are armed, that you know exactly what's going on energy-wise, so that you can make whatever changes that need to be made. If you need to ride a particular wave out, you know, to do that. If you need to stay put, you know what I mean, as opposed to jumping into this or jumping into that. Maybe sometimes you just need to stay put because your breakthrough, for lack of a better term, might be just around the corner. By the way, we've got people online that have pressed 1 and they have a question or would like to make a comment. And I encourage everybody, if you're listening online and you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, please call in at 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. My special guest is Anu Pura Kepurong. So I'm going to go to the lines right now. I'm first going to call the last 4 digits of your telephone number that lets you know that I'm coming to you. So here we go. 6845, I'm coming to you right now. You're on the air with Brother Sanu Pura, 6845. Welcome to Health, Wealth, and Divine.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
This is the first time I heard of Bazi astrology. I've heard of Veda African, Western, India.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want to know, do they all pretty much, if you would compare, like, Western astrology, African astrology, Veda, the list goes on. Would they all be pretty accurate? Would kind of be the same, per se?
That's a very good question, my sister. And let's take a look at a certain aspect of astrology to see how it's different. Many of the astrology systems, the root of the word astrology is astral, right? Because
yes.
The systems provide different mechanisms of measuring and calculating the electromagnetic energy that emanates and influences our planet, right?
Yeah.
Other planets in our constellation, these astrology systems account for the influences on our personality and our life force by measuring the influences from the other planets. You see that?
Yes.
So you'll have the periods and cycles that are influenced by these different phenomena. Bazi does not focus your attention on the planetary influences. It focuses your attention on the condition of the life force, period. You see that? Let me give you an example, right? I could have a condition of imbalance in my health. That condition could be caused by a toxin in my environment. It could be caused by something I ate. It can be caused by rubbing shoulders with the wrong kind of person. And I could focus on trying to figure out, well, where that condition was sourced from, or I could focus on the fact that, look, no, this is what the condition is. Let me treat the condition. You see that? That's the approach that Bazi takes. Bazi says, look, regardless of whether it came from Pluto or Mercury, this is the condition of the Earth's life force, and we're all impacted by the Earth's life force. The same way that we're impacted by the seasons and the weather, which is part of the expression of the Earth's life force, right?
Got
so
it, yes.
So too
mm-hmm.
is that impacting our life force. So rather than making a very complex system that articulates those other influences, it just focuses you on the condition of your life force and how it's impacted by the cycle in the Earth's life force. And that way, in that regard, I found that it's a very simple system, simpler system to learn. It is a system that can be adopted by lay people without as many years of study. And the other beauty of this system is because it is based on the fundamental expression of energy that are at the root of all energy matter expression, it very neatly ties into other energy disciplines, like, you know, the I Ching, or like environmental science, right? Or like, you know, dietary nutrition science and magnet therapy. All of these different gem therapy and, you know, feng shui and qigong, all of these are systems that help to manipulate.
Tying together.
You see that? And so because of that, you can take your Bazi and go to your naturopathic practitioner who's trained in the same system and enhance and augment your correction methods that are available to you. You can take it to your acupuncturist. You can go and get gym therapy. We have a wide plethora of tools we can now integrate with because they're all based on the same underlying system. And that, to me, is one of the most beautiful things about Bazi that in some ways distinguishes it from other systems. You know, there are many systems that are accurate at articulating, you know, in great detail what's happened to your life force. And many people study for several years these systems. But I found in terms of just having to scale well, it's easy to learn. You get it in a weekend, or you can start putting it to your life now.
Wow.
Right?
Wow,
that is where Bazi is phenomenal. Yes,
wow.
Yes, my dear.
That Bazi comes out of China? aware?
Yes, great question. This is a system that has been practiced for several thousand years in the Taoist tradition.
The Taoist condition.
Yes, that is, it's been practiced in China and different Asian cultures for several thousand years. It's not a new system. It has at least 4,000 years of history in its current practice and has been developed by many custodians in that tradition. And what I'm trying to do is to humbly assist to bring this awareness to our community.
And Tao has to do with life force?
Tao is without getting too technical into it, Tao is the same root that we find in the Egyptian and Kemetic cultures as Tehu. And Tao is the balance, it's the way. So the Tao is a practice of educating and articulating to mankind how to live in harmony. Does that make sense? And so the Bazi is part of that expression by showing you how the condition of your life force is and then learning how to function in a manner that brings your life force into balance so you can perform better and have better health, and also how to live to maintain that balance. If you look at the way we live with our planet, how we consume things, how people function in their day-to-day lives, it is really our imbalances that is a major culprit to our health challenges and our, you know, successes and failures. And Bazi becomes a phenomenal tool for each of us to learn to help us to do that in a way where you don't have to study it for 10 years and get the benefits, et cetera.
That is phenomenal. Wow.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for your call, sister.
Wow. When are you coming to the Atlanta, Georgia area?
Oh, we're definitely going to be in your area soon. What I would like to do is I'm going to be giving out my email during this program. I'm going to be in D.C. this weekend, but I'm in talks with the Atlanta community to come back there because we just launched our certification program. This is a program where we're teaching every person to add Bazi to your skill set of tools to use in your professional career or any of your endeavors and businesses. So
thank you so much for your call.
If you take down my email, we'll be able to follow up with you to let you know when we're going to be in your neck of the woods.
Okay, I'm going to go to another caller. Caller 1111, I'm coming to you now. You are on the air with Sanu Panara, 1111. Welcome to Health, Wealth, and Divine.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I just tuned in. This is something new, and so I decided to call in. I don't know if Bazi, do you, because I just tuned in. When you do your astrology, do you base it on birth date?
Yes, that's a very good question. The Bazi chart, because it's based on the point on the planet that you were born and your day and time, that will be the information that we use to erect your chart. So your birth date and your time of birth and your place of birth are the key ingredients for us to be able to generate a Bazi chart. Some people do not know their exact time of birth, but the energetic cycles that we use to pinpoint your chart are such that we can erect your chart and work with you to what we call rectify your chart, even if you're not aware of your exact time of birth. Some places are more diligent than others in their vital statistic and record keeping, but we work with you to get your chart generated based on your date, time, and place of birth.
Okay, because I do know all that, but I noticed that when I've compared, like, my chart Western versus, like, Vedic, it's so interesting that Vedic seems to really resonate with me the best. And then I also looked into this book called Destiny. It's a Mayan astrology, and that really, really resonated with me too. So do we come to this earth like, because I know there's different forms, and maybe some people will resonate more with certain astrology plans and others?
That's a good question. That's a good question. The reason why we are focusing on the Bazi system of astrology, and why I definitely, especially if you're studying and learned in different forms of astrology, it would be a good practice to evaluate Bazi as well, is because Bazi has, in my experience, been a system that very neatly and expertly provides an accurate way of not only articulating what's happening in your life force, but to tie into other systems that will help you to address the life force. You see, if I come to you and I say to you, you know, that, you know, this planet is in retrograde and this other planet is in this particular house in your chart and this is in this particular palace over here, that's all great and good and all, but the question that really begs for all of us is, okay, now what do I do about that?
Mm-hmm.
You see, how do I use this information now to better my life? That's all great. I love the planets and the pictures and the diagrams and all of the dots and et cetera, but now I need to get a job. So how does this play out in my practical goals? I need to raise my child better. I need to improve my health. I have this health condition. You see? And Bazi, your health and nutrition, your state of your mentality, your talents, the condition and timing of different events that will occur in your life is all accurately articulated with the Bazi system, but then it takes its own glory when you now have a wealth of material and other interdependent systems to address it. Because our goal here, we titled this show Success. Our goal is to help the community to heal, to help the community to make practical application of astrology in their everyday life. See, though you're a sister who is someone I applaud and respect because you have studied these systems, you've seen that they resonate with you, you've got great insight and information into your life from the study of these systems. But what we're now looking at is now how do you take that information and apply it? How do you take that information and connect it to, you know, addressing the imbalances that show up in the astrology chart? The astrology chart can predict that something is going to happen in your future, but the question becomes, what do you do about it? How do you address it? How do I prevent it? You see that?
Yeah, because I noticed that in my whole world change in 2004, I became a vegetarian, like, and I've been one since. I'm more earthy. I'm more into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I care more for the earth. And I wasn't like that before, and it's so weird. And that's what got me on this whole mission to find out what is going on, you know. So I think the Bazi was working with me, too.
Absolutely.
My whole household changed. I'm cleaning everything out, you know. My life.
And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it because you recognize that something shifted, but you didn't have an x-ray to look at that shift and address it, amplify it, and take full advantage of it, whatever that shift was, for better or for worse. You see that? And that's
mm-hmm.
what happens. There are many people who, with absent of Bazi, you know, they're trying to go and establish themselves as a music band, or they're trying to go and establish their career, and they're working, and then all of a sudden some big break happened. And little do they know that that was a condition of something that happened in their Bazi astrology, that's
mm-hmm.
something that they could have identified, understood in advance, and prepared for and planned for in advance. If you know you got a wealth cycle coming up, hey, get you a wealth basket and go out there and start catching you some money. You know, don't be off trying to get married when you're supposed to be catching, this is your cycle to catch some money to spend
mm-hmm.
in that marriage, you see? But
mm-hmm.
sometimes what will happen is, you know, or you know, even before I get to that, there's some people that they're going along well. and then the floor drops out. And they're like, what happened? You know, I'm going along well. I made all this money, and all of a sudden I say one thing, and the world is, quote-unquote, against me. And little did they know that that cycle was predicted in their body, too. So my beloved sister, the key thing here is Bazi not only articulates to us a way of knowing when these events are going to and how our life force is impacted, but it gives us a phenomenal tool to do something about it. And that is what I find to be great. My thing was I knew without Bazi that I was very talented. What I didn't know was why my successes was being impacted by things that I couldn't see with my eye, but knew they were affecting me just the same.
Thank you so much for your call, sister. We've got another call we got to go to. So next caller, 3619, you're on the air with Sanu Parah. Welcome to Health, Wealth, and Divine.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Can I ask a question? My question is, it's about the coming up year in regards to the career.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Okay, that's the question? The upcoming year and your career?
Yes.
Okay, very good. But I'll say to you, the current year that we're in, the year that we're in now, for 2015, by the Bazi calendar, which leverages the Chinese calendar, the Chinese calendar begins in what will be our February. So the current year goes up until February of 2016, February 4th of 2016, and we're currently in a wood year, the wood, yin wood specific energy that governs the current year. In the next year, we're going to be going into a fire year. So for you, my sister, you would need to get your Bazi chart, right? And we're going to be offering these Bazi charts at the open house that we're doing in the Washington, D.C. area. Or if you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, we'll give you the email and information you can use to obtain your Bazi chart. Once you get your Bazi chart, you can find out exactly what energy, what part of your life that wood or fire governs. You see, for Hillary Clinton, wood of this year governed her status and power and influence. For someone else, it will govern their fellowship and networking. For someone else, their output and productivity and creativity. So when you get your Bazi chart for your career, or you can get a career consultation, we do Bazi analysis for your career, you can find out how your energy is configured and what talents and liabilities are present in your career. Because career is really about the least resistance to securing either a kind of major area of your life that you're going to focus your attention on, or making money and establishing yourself to be rewarded in whatever endeavor that you're dealing with. But you need talent. You need an expression of talent that doesn't tax your liabilities. Now, let me explain what I mean by that, and so that you can understand what the career analysis does with Bazi. What the career analysis does is you may have a chart that shows a talent for, like, what do you do for a living now, if I may ask?
I'm in the healthcare field.
You're in the healthcare field. And do you find, are you rewarded? Are you satisfied in the healthcare field?
Not the position I'm at, no.
Okay. So the position isn't satisfied. How about the healthcare field itself?
I'm satisfied with that, but it's just the current job.
No. Okay. So on one level, the analysis can help you to confirm or identify what is the kind of thing I need to do that will best leverage my talent, kind of stressing me with the liabilities that I have in my chart. Does that make sense to you? So some of us have a talent for a particular field, but the problem is we're not properly positioned in that field. But then the next thing that you can get from Bazi, which I find to be equally valuable, is even if you're in your right field, there are different things that you should be focusing on at different times. There are times when you're supposed to focus on getting that promotion and getting your leadership skills developed. There are other times when you're supposed to focus on networking. There are times when you're supposed to focus on being more productive and creative. There are times when you're supposed to go back and get more education, get some professional development or continuing education or learn some new skills, some new tricks, right? And Bonzi will give you a way of knowing to maximize your success, where should I be prioritizing and putting my energy? And that is something that's phenomenal. We don't all, you know, we don't, if you look at some of the most creative people or different professionals, we were not always equally productive every single year. Some of us had cycles of our Renaissance period, and some of us where we were in the rut a little bit, right? You know, you didn't always go to school, but there were periods where things clicked, and other periods where you were always walking up the hill, you know, in terms of the effort that you applied in your career. So your Bazi as a career tool provides you a confirmation or identification of where you need to position yourself for success based on the configuration of your life force. And then once you're in the right place in terms of a career, what you need to do year to year, month to month, to navigate using your life force to its maximum. I always use the example of a person going up the down escalator, right? Can you do it? Yes, but you're going to expend a lot more energy. You might not succeed. You might trip and fall, right? What you want to do is put yourself where you're putting your effort going up the up escalator, because not only does your personal escalator help to propel you as well, right? When you position yourself properly, you get to leverage the Earth's life force as like riding a wave. So your personal effort is amplified and enhanced by what's happening in your environment, and Bazi and the consultations that we do will help you to do that.
Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Going to be coming to another. We got some more callers. 0696. You're on the air with Sanu Parra. Welcome to Health, Wealth, and Divine.
Thank you. Greetings to you both. Great show.
Greetings.
Thank you.
I was just calling. I just wanted to make a comment about Bazi. I have gotten many consultations done for myself and decided one day to get one done regarding my son. And because as a parent, I was having some difficulty just raising him in a way that I felt good about, understanding him, you know, just disciplining him properly, just giving him what he needed. I needed a little bit of help. So I got a Bazi personality analysis done for him, and it really, like, opened my eyes tremendously about him, why he's wired the way he is, why he functions the way he functions, and I was even given tools of how to properly discipline him, how to properly give him what he needs to grow and thrive, and I feel like it really helped me be a better parent to him. I have more compassion for him. You know, before I probably felt a little bit impatient at times with him, but now that I understand him better and I have tools, the proper tools to deal with him, I feel like I'm more compassionate, you know, and that's all thanks to the Bazi personality analysis. I'm really thankful for it. It was just, it's really, really helped me with my parenting skills.
You know,
thank you so much for that, sister. Yes, my brother, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, that is such an important piece that she just brought into the discussion because, again, you have people that are, as she used the term, how her son was wired a particular way. His energy configuration was such that lended towards his behavior being a particular way. And I think that oftentimes, unfortunately, in many communities, we look at our children, and our children are, you know, sometimes punished and sometimes severely punished for appearing or being believed that they are just being rebellious and that they can actually help, you know, behaving a particular way when their energy is just what it is, which is lending towards them expressing a particular mode of behavior. And how she mentioned that when she got the tools that she was able to better understand her child, became more patient with her child. And I think that, you know, that is a big, big benefit to the system of Bazi. And I thank you, sister, so much for sharing that with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Did you have another comment or statement that you'd like to make?
I'm sorry,
I'm sorry, sister. I was just asking, did you have another comment or a question that you'd like to have?
No, I just want to share that parenting piece and just how
much
Bazi has helped me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
If I can,
everybody else, if you're listening by phone, if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, just press 1 and I can bring you on board and you can do just that. If you're listening online, the telephone number to call in is 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. My special guest is Brother Sanu Pura Keparang. He's going to be in Washington tomorrow. There's going to be a free Bazi open house, and it's titled Prepare for Success in 2016. Bazi Astrology, Prepare for Success in 2016. If you've never had your Bazi chart done, you can get it done. You can schedule a consultation. Brother, could you even talk about just the need for that going into, I think we've possibly covered portion of that answer in this discussion, but to further elaborate on that, the need for people to get that Bazi consultation so that going into the new year, you can kind of know what you need to focus on, what you maybe need not to focus on, because like you mentioned at one point, you could be putting all your energy in an area you could actually be better utilizing your energy if you knew where to put it.
Oh, I'm wonderful, wonderful. That's a great topic to talk about for a few minutes. You know, one of the things that we're looking to do to help people with their successes, improving their health, dealing with their parenting, as the sister said, is to use Bazi to help you to plan and to understand how to manage your energies, what you should be spending your time doing, and so on. The Bazi consultations that we do give you the information that you can use in your decision-making. We have sessions on career where we do career analysis. She mentioned the personality analysis where we articulate to you the strengths and assets and liabilities that are going to be common to your entire life and how you need to approach your life endeavors to optimize your talents and your expression of your life force. We do success strategy sessions and so on and on and on, right? And what you're going to get from these analysis sessions is keys to understanding what's happening in your life force and how it's being impacted at this particular point in time. So you can use that information to make good decisions about the upcoming year, because they say if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, right? So in this case, it doesn't matter whether you have a period of challenge or opportunity in front of you. Both of them can be fully taken advantage of to your benefit if you know that they're coming and know how to address it. And then we have, especially what we're going to be doing for those who are in the position to come to our open house in Washington, D.C., we're going to be taking this information from the Bazi consultations and workshop that we do and combining it with our Qigong. We have a reading that we do that you can get in 2 or 3 minutes that takes a picture, a snapshot. It's like an X-ray of the current condition of your life force. So let's just say that you're coming into a wealth period. This is a cycle where 2016 begins a cycle of wealth for you. But the element that governs your wealth, you can do this readout and find out and discover, oh, wait a minute, but the element that's
governing my wealth is imbalanced or is too low or is problematic. And wouldn't you want to be able to address the problems in that wealth element so that you can properly take advantage of this period? You see, maybe some of us are in a position where we really want a relationship, but the element and energy that's going to help navigate and inform and coordinate our success in getting that relationship could be afflicted. It could be too excessive, too strong, too little of that energy to really make an impact. Because, you know, a lot of times if that energy isn't properly balanced out, you'll get into a period where the cycle is there and you'll feel the urgency like, oh, I got to make more money, but nothing happened because you didn't know how to manage and do very concrete things in your home to help optimize your chance for success. And that's what happens to many people. You'll get in a period where it's a resource cycle, which is a great cycle for, you know, learning new skills. So you'll feel that without knowing Bazi, you'll feel that by suddenly getting the notion to go to school. But because the way that your energy was organized, you know, either you ignore it, you say, oh, I don't have the money, you know, I don't see how it's going to happen, or your energy is not optimized to help you to fully take advantage of that cycle. Because that cycle will not only be a great cycle for you to seek and pursue new skills and learn and get education, get that degree, et cetera, but it's also accumulating the resources that you need for success, the help that you need, maybe even the love and support that you need. And the Bazi system combines with Qigong to help give you tools to balance out your energy. So for those who are in the position to come to our open house, it's a great opportunity to, in one weekend, get that roadmap of whatever your goal is with a Bazi consultation, and then get concrete things that you can do, steps that you can take to address your energy to optimize your success. You get them both in the same weekend.
Wow. I encourage everybody to take advantage of this opportunity to learn. Again, as I stated at the top of the show, you know, we're all looking for success. We are all looking for ways in which we can enhance this experience that, you know, we call life. And if there is a guide, if there's a compass out here where you can actually look and kind of peer into, you know, the upcoming year and energies are present in that particular year that are going to either lend to your successes, or, you know, if not properly addressed, or if you put your energy focus where it should not be, then, of course, you're not going to meet with the success that you're looking for. Who would not want to take advantage of a tool such as that? So I'm going to give the information again so that those who are in the D.C. area can take advantage of it. And if you're not in the D.C. area and you know of somebody that is, that you feel could benefit, you can contact them. Or if you're not in the D.C. area but you still would like a consultation, you can contact Brother Sanu Perah. But if you're in the D.C. area, the open house starts tomorrow, Friday, November the 7th, okay? And that's going to be, I'm sorry, November the 6th. And that's going to be starting at 6 p.m. at the Simbeb Wellness Complex, and that's going to be at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., and the zip code there is 20011. And for more information, contact 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. You definitely want to get out there. I mean, even on site, they have got an awesome clothing boutique. You can actually do some shopping there. You can get some books, some clothes, some gifts. I mean, they've got a cafe there. My God, you should taste. If you never tasted vegetarian food at its finest, you definitely want to go by there. While you're there, stop in, get something to eat. You're going to be amazed. A delicious, delicious, delicious place to sit, and it's cozy. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the experience if you can make it by there. Also, I want to make it clear, just for those who are listening, that Bazi Saturdays start on Saturday, November the 7th, and Bazi Saturdays are going to be starting with Bazi. That starts at 1 p.m., and Qigong starts at 3 p.m., okay? So I just want everybody to know that we've got a few minutes left in the show. If you have not asked your question and you still want to ask a question or make a comment, you still have time. Please just press 1 if you're listening by phone. If you're listening online, the phone number is 347-324-5727. My special guest is Sanu Pura. And Brother Sanu Pura, what, for those, I'm going to ask a question to somebody that might have a question but hasn't asked it yet, how do you define a cycle, and how long is a cycle? Because from my understanding, these energies come and go, wax and wane, in cycles. So how long is a cycle, and can a person extend a cycle through energy manipulation, whether it's Qigong or some other form of energy manipulation, if, for example, they're approaching or in the midst of a wealth cycle? Or let's say somebody has come to this information right at the end of a wealth cycle, and they're like, oh, man, I wish I had more time to really ride this thing out. Is there any way that a person can extend a cycle through the use of Qigong, or shorten a cycle if it's one where the energy is not high for a desired result?
Well, that's a good question, right? The Earth, the cycles that we're talking about are cyclic periods within the Earth's life force. The Earth is constantly oscillating through the different types of energy in cycles. The same way that we can see that there are different seasons, seasons make up years, years make up decades, and that within a season there are months, within months there are days and weeks, within days and weeks there are hours and so on, so too do these cyclic periods exist in the Earth's life force. Every period, every 10 years, it's cycling through one major period of energy. And then within that, every year begins a different period of energy. And within that year, every month begins a different period of energy. And then every day within those months is a different period of energy. And those cyclical periods, smaller cycles and bigger cycles, can go in the way that we work with people. We focus on the cycles anywhere as much as 10 years, a 10-year period factors into our analysis, and as little as a day. Even though the cyclical periods can go down to the hours and milliseconds, you know, those seconds we don't find to be as practical. You know, if you had a 12-second opportunity to find a mate, you know, I don't know if you can go to the races and find a mate in a millisecond cycle, but if you knew that there was a month coming up or a year coming up, it's a little more practical for you to take advantage of. So these cycles are these are non-changing, immutable cycles. These, it's like you can't go and say, you know what, upcoming is the winter, I don't like the winter and what it does for me, I'm going to end the winter. People travel, but you can't change the fact that in this point in cycle on the Earth, it's going to be winter. It's about what you do with it. You can prepare for it, though. You can know that if rain is coming, get an umbrella, right? You can know that if winter's coming, get you a good coat. Go into your closet and get out them boots, right? And then you'll be able to, look, do things to balance out. When you bundle up in the winter, what you're doing is seeking balance. When you wear a certain kind of clothing in the summer, what you're doing is seeking balance. We see instinctively how we can take advantage of a cycle by looking at what we do in preparation for the seasons. When you're in hot, arid climates, you have to do things to conserve water, to balance out, and to be able to function. But what happens is, because these cycles are immutable, I don't want people to think that, oh, if I'm at the end, let's say 2015 was a wealth year for you, and here we are in November, that, oh, you blew it, right? There's some people that have that fourth quarter, they rally, right? Some people start an activity or they have an idea that hits them in a particular period, but it carries out and manifests in the subsequent months and years that follow. See that? I can have a business idea that will hit me in my wealth cycle, and I cultivate that, and I learn how to work with that, and even though it manifests in the next year, it's still a continuation of that wealth chi, that wealth life force and energy that was within me. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
So what we show people is how to take advantage of that period when it's there and how to cultivate that energy when it's not, because the reason why you can take advantage of the spring energy that exists in the Earth's life force is because that same spring energy is in your configuration. You can cultivate that energy that governs your wealth or your productivity or your creativity at any point, any time, because you are not your cycle. You are a divine being who can now be equipped to know how to navigate any cycle. Once you get to a certain point, we'll show you the keys to then be able to cultivate wealth, whether it's a wealth cycle or not. I was in a Rob Wealth year. A Rob Wealth is a year that's supposed to be set with financial and health challenges, and I was able to know how to navigate my cycles to earn a six-figure job despite being in that period. You see that? So it's not about oh, I missed the spot. You know, imagine being at the end of a 10-year spot. Would you got to wait another 90 years for that 10-year wave to come back to you? No. What we want to do is show you how to balance out your life force and to cultivate the seasons within you. There's some people that focus on the environmental conditions, right? You'll find that feng shui is a science that helps to manipulate the energies in your environment to affect change. But then you're always subject to the conditions of something outside of you, and sometimes that's beyond your control. It's very useful. It has its advantages. It has its benefits. But what we want to do is show people that you are a walking season. You have the energy of your wealth within you. And if you learn how to cultivate it through Qigong and meditation and your divine self-image, you can cultivate wealth any moment. It's just about learning how to properly use the energies that are available to you and to cultivate it when you need it.
You know, Brother Sanuparai, you introduced into the discussion the concept of being a divine being. Could you just elaborate a bit more on that? Because people, I don't want the listeners to miss that very most important piece to this discussion, that we are divine beings, and as such, you know, Brother Sanuparai introduced into the discussion that we can and have the ability to affect what, regardless of what the cycle is, regardless of whatever the chart might be saying on paper, we have the ability to be able to enhance our living regardless of what the chart might say. Can you elaborate a bit further on that divinity piece? Because, again, that's the bottom line. I mean, that's the purpose that we're all here, to express our divinity.
Oh, yes. That's a phenomenal and most critical point, because if we don't know that, then we don't really know the inner dynamics of why we can change it in the first place. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of the times when we speak about the impact of this energy through our talents, our personality, our challenges, and so on, we are accustomed and educated to believe and to think that that expression of our life force is who we are. You know, you become known and reputed to be a fiery type, a romantic type, a shy type, and you think that that's who you are because that's how you tend to function. And the reality is not that. Once you understand a tool like Bazi, Bazi basically articulates you to know objectively and accurately that, no, you are not a shy type. You just have tended to operate involuntarily through this particular configuration of your energy. This particular, that shyness in your tendency of functioning was an expression of this energy in your chart. And because that energy is not you, because it's not you, but how you is what you're operating through, is what you're operating out of, right? Because it's configured to express shyness. But because it's not you, you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that because through our experience, because we've had people who have been through our consultations and our workshops and education have been able to see tendencies, negative or positive, in their life force that they see expressing in their life. They did the Qigong, they took the herbs, they did the meditation, and changed. The person who was afraid of his shadow was, you see, the person who was the stoic, you know, non-smiling, happy persona was able to manipulate their life force and find a way to be more warm and social.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And therefore, by manipulating the energy, change how they performed. Your divinity is the heart of that, though. If you hold on to the idea that this is who you are, this is the kind of person I am, right? If you sit in your car, you don't sit in your car and say, this is who I am. You say, this is a vehicle that I'm in that takes me somewhere. And some
right.
vehicles are better than others. And you steer and use the dashboard to navigate that vehicle. It's the same thing with Bazi. You are not your life force. And therefore, knowing that that life force body is something that you can manipulate and control to your benefit is one of the greatest products of pressing your divinity. You see, that divinity is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you have Bazi, but you do not have a tool, the way we teach it, to understand the divine, cultivate your divinity. Well, then what will happen is you will accept the wrong ideas that may bring back the conditions of imbalance in the first place. I've seen people, for example, that used Bazi and the Qigong to flush out a propensity to the wrong things in their diet, maybe too much sugar, let's say. But because they did not get rid of the toxic thinking that were not based on the laws of their being, the bad habit came back. They healed themselves, they balanced out their life force, they got benefits from it. But then they accepted the idea that, oh, I'm going to eat sweets to reward myself.
Right.
I deserve a good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the imbalance in their life force came back. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You can heal yourself of the imbalances within an energy system, but then leave yourself vulnerable to coming out of balance once more again if you're not taught to not identify with your energy. Some people have challenges changing because they just think, this is who I am. I'm just
right.
honest. I tell it like it is. You know, I say what I mean, when I feel, how I feel. And I don't care what nobody say, and they get into trouble, but they don't change because they don't understand that they are divine. They are not this body. They are not this vehicle. They're just operating in the same way you could take your vehicle to the shop, get a checkup, get an oil change, so too can you do it with your body. And we understand that in some aspects, people go to the gym, they go to the doctor to, you know, to get checkups, they know to fine-tune their body, but you wasn't taught that you have to go and fine-tune your energy. You wasn't taught that you can go and fine-tune the energy that goes behind how your mind functions. You say, oh, I got to go get an education, but what are you educating? What is processing that information?
Right.
What is learning within you? And can you enhance it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where our divine faculty fits in, because the divine will help to fine-tune the who is pursuing the goal. There's a
mm-hmm.
big difference, Qigong or not, between the person who is fully armed with their divinity pursuing their goals and the person who thinks, I can't help but cry and be emotional.
Right. Mhm. I'm only human.
I'm
right.
only human. I can't help myself. I just
mm-hmm.
love. You know, it's like there's a big difference between the, you see, and we have to come back. You see, we're launching that certification program, and we cover this in great detail in some of our classes and courses, especially the certification program, because you'll find that when you really look at the Tao, when you really look at the way of balance, it's about prevention. It's not about just the fact that you can look at the final state of your life force and fix something that's already broke. It's how do I stop it from breaking in the first place? And the more you get into that picture, you will not be able to fully sustain your success without your divinity. If you want to find out more about that, I suggest you come to our open houses and our workshops so we can begin to explore this. It's a phenomenal interconnection between these things that I would love to have more time to share with everyone.
So, brother, this interview has been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And I want to encourage everybody that if you're for the open house in Washington, but if you're not able to attend the open house because you're just in another part of the city or the country or another part of the world, you can still benefit from this information. After I give the information concerning the open house in Washington, I'll ask Brother Sanu Parad to give his information where you can still contact him so that you can still get a reading, get a consultation, and take advantage of this awesome, awesome system. So, now, again, there in Washington, starting tomorrow, there's going to be a free Bazi Astrology open house starting on Friday, okay? And you can schedule consultations. The consultations will be on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. Now, the address in Washington, D.C. is 6224 3rd Street, Northwest. Again, that's in Washington, D.C. And if you need to MapQuest that to see how to get there, the zip code is 20011. Telephone number to call for more information is 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. Again, you definitely want to make sure that you get over there. And while you're there, take advantage of this awesome, awesome complex that they have there. I mean, they've got a clothing boutique there. They sell books. They sell clothes. I mean, they sell gifts. They have gotten a cafe on the premises where they serve vegan dishes. I guarantee you, you're going to love it when you get by there. You're going to be like, wow, if you're in D.C. area and you've never been by there, and you do get by there, in addition to the open house, once you see what awaits you, you're going to be like, oh, my God, why haven't I been over here before? So, and I want everybody to know that if you're listening to this and you got this information for today's show via Facebook, there are three buttons I want to bring your attention to. One is like, one is comment, and one is share. Share is the one that's furthest to the right. If you got this information and you have other friends that you feel could benefit from this information, all you have to do for them to get the link to this show is to click share, and you can share it, okay? Because ultimately what we're trying to do here, we're trying to change this world that we live in. As we change our individual lives, ultimately we're going to change our families, our communities, and ultimately we can change the world, okay? So I encourage you to help us in this venture, this opportunity that is before us to give this information. We can give Bazi to the world, and as a result of that, we can change it, all right? So if you got this information via Facebook, there are three buttons, like, comment, and share. Why not click share and share this link with somebody that you know can benefit from it? Not only will you benefit, they will benefit as well. Brother Sanu Parad, if there's somebody that's not going to be able to attend the workshop because they're just not in the country or they're just not in this part of the United States, how can they get in contact with you if they want a consultation and they want to learn more?
Thank you so much. I see, the best way for you to reach me would be by emailing me at sanuparad@gmail.com. That's S as in Sam, A, N as in Nancy, U, P, E, R as in Randy, A, sanuparad@gmail.com. And if you want a consultation, if you want your Bozzy chart, if you want one of our annual reports, if you want to know about our certification program or any of our online courses, we just launched our online self-paced course where you can learn about Bozzy at your own leisure online or get certified to get professional skills to apply to your life and career. Any of those, you can reach me at sanupara@gmail.com, and I will put you in touch with our website and how to make your purchases, or when we're coming to a neighborhood near you, we travel and do events like the one we're doing in D.C. all over the country, in London and D.C. and Chicago and Atlanta and Washington and you name it. And when we're coming to an area near you, we'll let you know so you can take advantage of it. Once again, that's sanupara@gmail.com, and I will point you from there on how to take advantage of any of our products and services or our books. We have books on Bozzy written by Dr. Amin and other of our Bozzy professionals, and I'll point you to those as well so you can take whatever kind of step you want to take to take full advantage of this wonderful system called Bozzy.
You know, and for those who are listening, and again, this is your first time hearing about Bozzy, a few of the callers, I remember you saying that this was the first time that you heard about Bozzy. And for those who may have heard about Bozzy before, but just didn't know that we were doing a regular series on Bozzy, Brother Sanupara is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. He comes on every third Tuesday of the month, and we explore a different aspect of Bozzy astrology. As a matter of fact, you can go back in the archives. We've got an archive system with tons and tons of shows. Brother Sanupara has been on numerous times. You can go back and look at different Bozzy shows that he's done. He's done shows on Bozzy and relationships, Bozzy and careers, Bozzy and success planning. I mean, so they're just different tons of shows that you can go back and get up to speed. Again, we're thankful and grateful to have him on as a regular once a month. Also in the archives, if you have an interest in comedic science, oh my God, you need to go back into the archives. I mean, we've got shows with Shechem Meshechem, Dr. Rahul Nefer Amin. His most recent interview with me was on his latest book, Stress-Free for Life. That interview is in the archives. We have just finished a series recently with Orwahehi Metura in Comet, where we've looked at the 11 laws of God, and we're about to embark upon another series. Okay, but if you're interested in the 11 laws of God, you can go back to the archives and listen. We've started off with Amen and all the way up through Geb, so you can go back to the archives and listen to those. We've got shows with Hekshem Suharu, Shechem Meab Neter. We just did a recent show with him on the fall equinox, and other shows with him, the Ra and Osterian Initiation. Those shows are in the archives. We got shows with Shechem Tepraim Sa'ar. His most recent show with me was on balancing Qigong, and we've got another show in there with what is Qigong with Shechem Tepraim Sa'ar. That's in the archives as well. We've got shows with Orwa Tehudi Kamo, okay, and when he did the Atefu conference interview, although that conference has passed, the information that he provides within that show is just awesome. So you need to go back, listen to the archives, and again, share the information with others. And I want to just take a moment to thank Brother Sanupara for all of the work that he's done in spreading this system of Bozzy, this phenomenal, phenomenal system, to the world. I want to thank Shechem Meshechem, Dr. Rao Nefa Amen, for all of the years of his teachings that he's been sharing and giving and sacrificing for us. And, you know, to all of the priests and the priestesses in the Astaroset Society for all of the work that you all have done in teaching us and sharing with us and sacrificing for us. It's not gone unnoticed. I certainly appreciate it. I myself and my family, we benefit from the information, and I just want to say thank you so, so, so much. Brother Sanupara, any parting words for our listeners before we leave?
Well, first of all, thank you and your wife for bringing this platform for us to be able to share these wonderful ideas. You speak about the archive and how many people have come on and given such great information, but it needed a vehicle. It needed an opportunity and a platform, and I'm very humbled and grateful for
for you to keep this platform going. I mean, you know, you've been keeping it going steady for several years, and we appreciate, we applaud you, and, you know, we're going to continue to do this great work. And Bozzy is a subject that we definitely, you know, right now, if you look at life, most of us have mathematics as one of the skill sets that we apply to life. Whether we're going to be a mathematician or not, we all use math. We use it on different levels of difficulty and expertise, but we all are expected to know how to do some basic math. And there are people that do it professionally, but every one of us can do math. And that has not always been the case. There were points in time in our history when math was something that was not an average and common skill set. You know, not everybody knew how to do basic addition and subtraction, and you actually went to college to learn how to multiply and divide. Now math is an everyday tool. If you look at a phone and look at somebody who didn't have a phone, you might look at them with some curiosity. But there was a point in time when the phone was not a ubiquitous and common tool. And now it is a tool that every person out there, even little children, have their own phones. Well, our goal is to take Bozzy and make it the cell phone and math tool of tomorrow by giving you a tool to help you to navigate your success and to be able to share. I was so thankful that many people, you know, called with either sharing their experiences or asking questions, because we want to inspire every man, woman, and child to take advantage of Bozzy so that this great tool can become something that is commonplace in our near future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. Again, my name is Juwanza. His name is Sanu Parag Kepurong. You've been listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine. Again, I encourage everybody, get out to the open house. I'm going to give the information one more time for those who are just tuning in. The open house is going to be at the Simbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C. That's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20011. For more information, call 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. I'm going to ask Brother Sanu Parag to give his information one more time for those who are in Canada, you know, in Europe, you know, those of you who are in Ghana and you want to get this information, but you just can't make it to the workshop. Brother, how can they reach you again?
Once again, you can reach me for any of our workshops, consultations, our Bozzy charts, reports, and our courses, our online self-paced courses, by reaching me by email, Sanu Parag, that's S-A-N as in Nancy, U, P-E-R-A at gmail.com, sanuparag@gmail.com. It is my prayer and vision to be able to touch and speak to every one of you and help you to take advantage of this beloved system. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Everybody, thank you so much for your time. I certainly appreciate the fact that you've taken time out of your day to tune in and share that time with myself and Brother Sanu Parag. Again, don't forget to archive. We've got tons of powerful, powerful that are life-changing. We've got Brother Sanu Parag in there many, many times. We've got Shechem and Shechems in there. We've got Orwaz and Orwats in there as well, priests and priestesses from the Aseraset Society. And again, my name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Until the next time, Tuau. Etepo.